顾志成弟兄。It is a joyful day.
是一个很喜乐的日子。
And because we are saved.
因为我们已经得救。
And it is not a joyful day.
是一个不喜乐的日子。
And if we are still not saved.
如果我们还没有信主得救。
And to be joyful among on the lips of Christian.
基督徒要喜乐。
It is the realization. It is because of our realization.It is because of our realizing that we have been saved.
是因为我们知道说我们已经信主了。
Christ Jesus has come to save all sinners.
耶稣基督来为要拯救一切的罪人。
And he wants every one of us to be saved and not one perish.
他愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
But we Christians sometimes forget about this fact.
但是常常我们却忘记这一个事实。
And a lot of times, though we are saved,
很多时候虽然我们已经得救
But we live like the people that we are not saved.
但我们却好像一个没有得救的人
And it is, then we know and we realize that we need the grace of the Lord.
然后我们才认识到我们需要神的恩典
To lift us up again.
来帮助我们
So that we may fully realize and have the assurance that we are saved.
然后我们能够真正认识到也有一个把握我们实在是得救的。
We have been talking on this subject, each man must be careful how he builds on it.
我们已经讲过两次这一个题目个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
And the first time we mentioned that we are all God's fellow workers.
第一次我们讲到我们都是神的同工。
And it is true that after we are saved,
当我们得救以后
And we are partakers of the Lord's construction.
我们是在这个建造上有份的。
Whether we know it or not.
不管我们知不知道。
We are all part of the God's building.
我们都是神所建造的房屋。
And before God's building can appear.
当神的这一个房屋能够出现之前。
God is summoning all of us to be his fellow workers.
神把我们都聚在一起使我们做他的同工。
And he has given us this kingdom of priesthood.
他把这一个祭司的国度赐给我们。
And that each of these priests have a task to do.
叫每一个祭司都有自己的工要做。
And the manifestations of this priesthood.
这一个祭司国度的彰显。
Is something we're going to talk about in the future.
就是我们以后要说的。
But what we did talk about is that there is an order.
我们已经说了有一个次序。
And the order, what we talked about is the order between the master builders and the fellow workers.
这一个次序就是在工头和他同工中间。
And we know that not everyone are wise master builders.
并不是每一个人都是聪明的工头。
And everyone, however, is fellow workers of Christ.
但每一个人都是与神同工的。
But what makes the distinction of the wise master builder?
怎样分别一个是 那一个是聪明的工头
？We talk about it in the second time of our message.
在我第二次的信息里面已经讲到。
We talk about that the wise master builder realized that it is not man's construction.
一个聪明的工头知道说这不是人的建筑。
It is easy for everyone who wants to serve the Lord and who desire to serve the Lord wants to do something right away.
对每一个人都好像很简单我们如果要来侍奉主。
In order to serve the Lord, it is in our thinking that we must start to do something.
好像我们侍奉主我们就要开始做些什么。
But then our work is oftentimes proven to us that we are but sinners.
但我们的工作却常常证明我们不过是一个罪人。
Christ comes to save us.
基督来是为要救罪人。
He is not to build a city in this world.
他不是要在这世上建造一个城。
He is not to build a kingdom on this earth.
他也不是要在地上建造他的国度。
His kingdom does not belong to this realm.
他的国度不属于这个世界。
And his city is not the city we can humanly think of.
他的城也不是我们人的头脑所能想象的。
So we must approach this eternal abiding construction by faith, by hope, by love.
我们必须借着信、借着望、借着爱 来到这一个城面前。
And so therefore we must exercise all these things that God has placed in us through Christ.
我们必须来操练这些事情，主已经把这些放在我们的里面。
If we continue to serve the Lord without applying our faith, our hope, our love.
如果我们侍奉主却没有信望爱。
And we know if we just organize ourselves to do some work.
我们只是把自己有秩序的来做一些事情。
Then we are no different from any organizations on the world.
那我们与世界上任何的组织没有什么两样。
For they don't know God, they don't need faith, hope, and love either.
因为他们不认识神，他们也没有信望爱。
And so therefore, the empire comes and the empire goes.
所以君王来了，君王又走了。
But for Christians, we are not to do something great and splendid.
基督徒并不是要做很大的事情。
And then 10 years later, 20 years later, to see that it go down the drain.
然后好像10年、20年之后，这些事情又不见了。
We must know that the construction that the Christ is building is eternal.
我们必须知道基督所建造的是永远的。
And this building is in every one of us.
这一个建筑是在我们每一个人里面。
More accurately, we are a small part of this building.
这一个房屋，我们也就是这一个房屋中的一部分。
And if I am not being built up,
如果我没有被建造起来，
the final completion of the building will be delayed.
这一个房屋最后的工程就会延迟。
Therefore, I must care for how I am being built.
所以我必须注意我如何在上面建造。
I also must care for my fellow workers around me.
我也必须留意我周围的同伴们如何在上面建造。
Then how each of us are being built up.
我们每一个人是怎样在上面建造。
If I become so splendidly built.
如果我被建造的那么好。
If my fellow workers have fallen and go away.
而我的同伴却跌倒了。
Then I have failed also.
那我也一样失败。
Because the building is cannot be completed without my fellow workers around me.
因为这个房屋如果没有同伴们在一起是没有办法完成的。
Because the Lord is seeking for this eternal city, eternal kingdom.
神在寻求这一个永远的房屋。
This building, this kingdom will come.
这一个房屋，这一个国度一定会来。
How soon depends on us.
什么时候来就在我们。
Today we are opening up the third message.
今天我们要讲第三篇信息。
We talk about how Paul has seen himself the wise master builder.
我们看到说保罗如何看见他自己好像一个聪明的工头。
Not because he was well learned.
并不是他有很好的学问。
Not because he was very skillful in his hands.
也并不是他有很好的技巧。
Or a smart man that he can organize people with the so-called leadership.
也并不是他那么聪明，好像有组织。
But he called himself wise master builder.
他称他自己是一个聪明的工头。
Because he realized what God's grace has been given him.
因为他知道神的恩典已经给他。
Wise are not depending on if he builds according to the grace that God has given him.
是否聪明是照着神所给他的恩。
There are many wise people on earth.
在地上有许多聪明的人。
At least wise in their own thinking.
至少在他们自己的头脑里是聪明的。
But God did not count those people as wise.
但是神并不算这些人是聪明的。
They build empires.
他们要建立自己的国度。
They build great corporations.
他们要建立自己的公司。
They build great wealth that no one, that everyone admires.
他们要有自己的财富，让所有人都羡慕。
Many great institution is built up in, on this world.
很多的组织都是在这个地上被建立起来。
But they are not the kind of institution that God wants.
但这些组织却不是神所要的。
When we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经，
wise or not depends on God.
聪明或不聪明在于神。
God say it is wise.
神说是聪明的。
Even the world think it is foolish.
自然世界觉得是愚拙的。
You will know sooner or later the world will realize that it is wise.
你知道，最终世人要发现说他是聪明的。
All the children of God must know that the word of God is true.
所有神的儿女要知道神的话是真实的。
If you want to be wise in God,
如果你想在神里面是聪明的，
read the Bible.
你必须读圣经。
Understand the one who inspires the Bible.
知道神所要告诉我们的。
And know Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior.
认识耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
Our Lord has come into this world for this purpose.
主来到地上就是为了这一个目的。
He simply wants to come to save us into His will.
他来就是要救我们进入他的国度。
And before He can come to save us into His will,
在他来拯救我们进入他旨意之前，
He has committed Himself to these three things.
他已经把自己放在这三件事情里面。
You cannot find Jesus Christ outside of these things.
你没有办法在这三件事情之外找到耶稣。
But you cannot miss Jesus Christ within these three things.
但是在这三件事情中间，你也不可能找不到耶稣。
If you truly want to be wise, remember these three things.
如果你真的想做一个聪明的人，
First thing is the living word of God.
你就必须知道这三件事情。第一个就是神活的话。
If you want to be wise, read the Bible.
如果你要变聪明，就读神的话。
And know the one who inspires the Bible.
知道这些话是神所默示的。
Jesus Christ has committed himself to the Word.
主耶稣把他自己放在他的话里面。
And no one can add or subtract from these words.
没有人可以加或减一点。
And it is just a matter of when that these words will all come into truth.
只不过是时间的长短，总有一天这个话会进入我们里面。
And the second thing is that the Lord has committed himself to the Word became flesh.
第二点是主把他自己放在道成肉身里面。
And all that we know and seek after Christ.
我们所有所追求的。
And we know that we are to look for Christ in the flesh.
我们知道我们在肉身里面来寻找耶稣。
And we know that Jesus Christ can be seen in the flesh.
我们知道耶稣基督在肉身里面是可以见到的。
Not in the physical form.
并不是在人所谓的肉身。
But it is in the flesh that Jesus Christ has transcended.
而是主耶稣他荣耀的变化。
And today is Palm Sunday.
今天是
Palm Sunday. It's Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
That is the day when Jesus Christ first entered into Jerusalem for the last time.
那是主耶稣最后一次进入耶路撒冷。
And all the citizens in Jerusalem waved the palms to welcome the king.
所有那里的圣徒都挥着棕榈枝在那里欢迎耶稣。
And such is Palm Sunday.
就是 Palm Sunday.
So it means that we all welcome the King to come into the city.
而是我们都欢迎主耶稣来到我们的城市。
Hosanna, Hosanna.
何塞纳，何塞纳。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
We come Jesus, we saw, the people then saw Jesus Christ comes in the flesh.
然后人看见主耶稣在肉身的里面来了。
And everyone was very happy.
所有人都非常的喜乐。
No one could imagine that this Son of God who comes in the flesh came in the purpose to die for them.
没有人能够想象主在肉身里面来到这里是为我们而死。
So next Sunday will be Easter Sunday.
下一个主日就是主复活的日子。
And after Jesus Christ suffered the Passover Friday.
当主过了逾越节。
And on the third day, Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
第三日他从死里复活。
Jesus Christ died in the flesh.
耶稣基督在肉身中死了。
Jesus Christ rose in the flesh.
他也一样在肉身中复活了。
To prove that the Word became flesh is true in his body.
要证明说道成肉身在他里面是真的。
Jesus Christ has committed to this body, the body that is able to rise from the dead.
耶稣基督这一个肉身是可以从死里复活的。
Jesus Christ is committed to this himself.
他把自己放在这个里面。
Jesus Christ is committed all his people to this as well.
他也把他所有的百姓放在这一个里面。
You and I does not only have hope in this lifetime.
你和我并不是在今生有盼望。
You and I have hope in the Word became flesh.
我们在道成肉身的里面有盼望。
When we receive the living Word in us.
当我们接受神活的话
and fully committed ourselves to His word,
把我们自己完全放在他的话里
面 God's promise is that one day we will all rise up from the dead as well.
神应许我们有一天我们都要从死里复活
Not in the spirit,
并不是在灵里
Not only in the soul,
并不是在魂里
But in our physical body,
而是我们这一个肉身
Such is our glorious hope that the Lord has committed to build.
这是我们荣耀的盼望，是主要建造的。
We are the testimony of the Word became flesh.
我们就是道成肉身的见证。
And the third thing that you cannot find Christ outside of.
第三件你不能在。
在这个之外找到基督。
在这个之外找到基督。
And that is the church, the body of Christ.
那就是教会，神的身体。
Christ Jesus loved his church and sacrificed himself for this.
耶稣基督爱他，爱这个身体，为他的教会舍命。
He has never left this church for a moment.
他从来没有离开过他的教会。
He is patiently building up this church bit by bit, here a little, there a little.
他那样忍耐，一点一点地建造他的教会。
And if you want to find Jesus Christ, don't miss any church.
如果你要找到耶稣，不到教会。
Nobody can afford this.
没有人可以付这样的代价。
So we must realize three things. If you want to find Jesus Christ,
如果你要找到
remember these three things.
如果你想找到耶稣，必须记得这三点。
Read the words of God before the Lord who speaks to you.
在主面前读他的话。
And then having this commitment, this faith in the Word became flesh.
然后相信说道成肉身这件事。
Not only for Jesus Christ,
并不是为着主耶稣。
But He is risen from the dead.
他已经从死里复活了。
Therefore, you and I will rise from the dead.
所以有一天我们都要从死里复活。
With that hope in you,
有当我们有这样盼望在里面。
Now you are ready to live in His church.
我们就已经预备好可以在他的教会中生活。
When you look at your brother, your sister,
当你看你的弟兄姊妹。
If they have sinned in ignorance,
如果他们有无知的罪。
If they are being led astray by false doctrines,
如果他们迷失了。
Pray.
为他们祷告。
Because the building cannot miss any of them.
因为这一个房屋不能够没有他们。
We don't know what the Lord is doing in other people.
我们不知道神在别人里面做什么。
But Paul knows the work that the Lord is doing in him.
但保罗知道神在他身上要做什么。
So according to the grace given to him,
照着神所赐给他的恩。
Paul said, I will be the wise master builder.
保罗说，我好像一个聪明的工头。
Paul lived in this world.
他在这个世上。
Paul had gone on home.
他也已经回到天家。
Does that mean we don't have a wise master builder anymore?
是不是我们就没有一个好的工头呢？
No.
并不是的。
Every one of us and any one of us can be a master, wise master builder.
我们中间任何一个人都可以是一个聪明的工头。
That depends if you know the grace of the Lord.
那在于你是不是认识神的恩。
So therefore we must know what grace of God is.
我们必须认识神的恩到底是什么。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, which is printed for you in the program,
在以弗所书第一章第七节。
And the Bible reads, oh, I'm sorry, it's Ephesians 2:8 first.
以弗所书二章八节。
And the Bible said, let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.We cannot be saved by prayer.
我们并不能只靠祷告而得救。
Not only. We cannot be saved by prayer.
我们不仅是靠祷告而得救。
No. We cannot be saved by prayer.
我们不能够只是祷告来得救。
没有只是。
我们不是靠祷告而得救。
Right. We are not...saved by reading the Bible.
我们不是靠着读神的话而得救。
We are not saved by being a very sincere person.
我们也不是因为因着我们是一个很真实的人而得救。
We are not saved because we serve the Lord.
也并不是因为我们来服侍神。
We are not saved because we love one another.
也不是因为我们彼此相爱。
We are saved, the Bible says, by the grace of God.
圣经说是本乎恩。
It is not of ourselves.
并不是我们出于我们自己。
But a gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
If God has not given us this gift,
如果神没有给我们这一个恩，
no one can be saved.
没有人能够得救。
You may be a very wonderful person.
也许我是一个很好的人。
You may be willing to sacrifice your life for your children.
也许你愿意为你的儿女牺牲一切。
You may be the best person ever lived in this world.
也许你是世上最好的人。
Apart from the grace of God, you cannot be saved.
但是离开神的恩，你不可能得救。
The Bible says we are saved by grace.
圣经说你们得救是本乎恩。
Then I know that it is not of myself.
然后我知道这不是出于我自己。
God has made this wonderful gift available to everyone to receive.
神已经把这个恩预备好为让所有人来领受。
All you need to do is to accept.
你只要做一件事就是接受。
If you want to be saved,
如果你想要得救，
accept the grace of God that is made available to you.
接受神已经为你预备好的恩典。
Don't fancy yourself that, oh, I need to be better, then I can be saved.
不要想象好像我如果我能够更好一点我就可以得救。
If I read through the New Testament, then I can be saved.
如果我把新约都读一遍，我就可以得救了。
If I pray more urgently, then I can be saved.
如果我祷告更迫切，也许我就能得救了。
The Bible never said any of those things.
圣经里面从来没有这样说过。
God understands our limitations.
神知道我们是有限的。
He wants to make it simple for us.
他要使这一件事情那样的简单。
It is by grace that we are saved.
我们得救是本乎恩。
Let us not look for being saved outside of grace.
我们不要在恩典以外来找什么可以得救的。
But come to understand what grace is made available for you.
我们要知道说神的恩典已经为我们预备了。
The grace of God is wonderful and marvelous.
神的恩典是那样奇妙。
It is grace that we do not deserve.
这是我们不配得的恩典。
A lot of people, I hear them pray.
很多人我听到他们祷告。
Oh Lord, I don't deserve your grace.
哦主，我不配得你的恩典。
I say amen.
我说阿们。
Don't keep praying like that.
不要一直这样祷告。
Because you're just stating who you are.
因为你只是一直在说你自己到底是谁。
Recognize the grace.
要认识神的恩典。
Just say, Lord, I need your grace.
只要说主，我需要你的恩典。
It is far more effective than say, Lord, I don't deserve your grace.
这样子比你说主，我不配得恩典更有效。
If my child keep coming back to me,
如果我的孩子一直到我这里来。
Dad, I'm hungry.
爸爸，我肚子饿了。
But I don't deserve you making me a meal.
但是我不配让你来为我做一顿饭。
I say, son, when did you grow up like this?
他说儿子你为什么长这样子你怎么这样长大的
When you are a baby, I feed you without you saying anything.
当你是婴孩的时候我一直喂养你。
You don't think that because you recognize this fact that I make food for you.
你不要觉得说好像你觉得我在为你做一餐饭。
And then you start saying I don't deserve.
然后你自己就觉得说我不配。
It goes without saying.
你不需要这样说。
But then on the other hand, I want to.
在另外一面我很愿意。
So I rather him recognizing that I want to feed you.
我很盼望他知道说我愿意来喂养他。
So I don't want him to keep saying I don't deserve.
我不希望他一直跟我说我不配。
Do we know what we're talking about here?
你们知道我在讲什么吗
？Knowing the Lord who gives the grace，
知道主是赐恩的主。
Knowing our Lord Jesus Christ who has the Father's heart，
知道主是有一个父亲的心肠。
Don't come before him like a pitiful wretch，
不要一直到他面前来，好像觉得是一个很可怜的人。
If you don't believe him，
如果你不相信他
，or you have not believed him in the past，
或者你从前没有相信他
，then I think it is the right attitude to say I don't deserve your grace。
那我觉得你来到他面前，你应该有这样的态度。
But if you have been children of the Lord for a long time，
如果你是神的儿女已经很久了
，don't insult your heavenly Father。
不要侮辱你在天上的父。
Just come and say, Lord, I need it, I want it, I please give me some more。
只要来到他面前告诉他主我需要我还需要更多
Our Heavenly Father wants to give you much more grace than you ever dreamed of
我们天上的父要赐给我们的是超过我们所求所想的
Know this person
知道这个人
This living person Jesus Christ who is the grace of God
耶稣基督这一个活的人就是神的恩典
When people who did not know him say If you're willing I will be cleansed
当然跟他讲说主如果你愿意，我就可以得洁净。
And the Lord is quick to say, I am willing.
主马上就说，我肯。
Our Lord is in such compassion for all mankind.
主对所有的人都是充满了怜悯。
It is right for us to say, Lord, I don't deserve it the first time.
第一次是我们如果告诉主说，主我不配是对的。
But after we become children of God,
当我们成为神的儿女
，understand it is your birthright to receive more grace.
知道这是我们的权利，来到神面前得更多的恩典。
There is not a child who can live on without the care of the parents.
没有一个孩子可以缺少父母的爱。
There is not children of God who can grow without the grace of the living God.
也没有个神的儿女可以没有神的恩典。
And we must come and to recognize we are saved by grace.
我们来到神面前，必须知道我们是得救，是本乎恩。
And what is to be saved?
怎么样才是得救？
And to be saved is not only be delivered out of misery.
得救并不是只是从 苦难中被拯救出来。
That is the necessary first step.
那是需要的第一步。
And for us, if we have been sinning,
当我们在罪里的中的时候，
To be saved is that means it's taking us out of this sinning condition.
被拯救出来，就是从这个最终被拯救出来。
But that is not it.
但这不仅仅如此。
And you have to go on to further.
我们必须更往深处去。
A person who did not save just simply means he had not lied before.
一个人得救并不是说他从前没有说过谎。
Not quite. The person who has been saved, it does not only mean that he has not lied.Okay, go on. That a person who does not lie does not mean he is speaking the truth.
一个人不说谎并不等于他在说实话。
And it is for God's determination to save all of us.
那是神所定义要拯救我们每一个人。
Meaning that it is to save us from all of our own entanglement.
就是要把我们所有我们缠累我们的里面拯救出来。
And to put us into all the virtues and all the glorious thing that the Lord has prepared for us.
放在神所已经为我们预备好的一切事物里面。
So if we used to lie,
如果我们从前说谎，
God wants to deliver us from lying.
神要我们把我们从说谎的里面拯救出来。
And he needs to reconstruct us.
他要把我们重新组织。
And to make us a people who can speak the truth.
然后把我们做成一个会说实话的人。
And a person who has committed stealing,
如果有人从前偷窃，
and he wants to save us from stealing from other,
神就要把我们从这个里面拯救出来。
And to place us in the gracious position that we can start giving to others.
把我们放在可以给的地位上。
That is being saved.
那就是被拯救的一个过程。
A lot of Christians, after they got saved,
很多基督徒当他们得救以后，
they think they are graduated.
他们觉得说他们已经毕业了。
They think I can go to heaven.
他们觉得自己可以上天堂
了。But I believe nobody here believes that.
但我相信在这里没有人是这样觉得的。
Because not lying does not qualify you to go to heaven.
不说谎并不等于我就有资格去天上。
What qualifies us to go to heaven is because God has given me the grace.
我们能够去天上的资格就是神已经给我们这个恩典。
And if the grace of God in you is true,
如果神的恩在你里面是真的，
then not only you won't lie,
那你不只是不会说谎，
but you will testify for the truth.
而且你会为着 真理而做见证。
Not only you won't steal,
不只是你不会去偷，
but you will start to be giving.
而且你会开始给出去。
Not only you won't be unfaithful,
不只是你会不忠心，你不会不忠心。
But you will be faithful.
你会更加忠心。
And that is the purpose of God saving us.
那就是神要拯救我们的目的。
To save us, you cannot be called I'm saved when you are halfway.
如果我们只是得救一半，并不能说我们已经得救了。
I often make this an incomplete illustration.
我常常做一个不是很完全的一个例子。
A person is drowning in the sea.
一个人在海里面要沉下去了。
And he is crying, help, help.
然后他在呼喊救我救我。
And then a ship come by.
然后一个船开过来。
And throw him a lifesaver.
然后把一个救生圈丢给他。
He was very happy.
他非常高兴。
Put on the lifesaver.
把救生圈穿上。
And he is not sinking anymore.
他并不沉下去了。
What does that mean? Is he saved?
那又怎么样？他是不是得救了呢？
No.
没有。
He is not sinking anymore.
他只不过还 不继续往下沉。
But he needs to be taken out of the sea.
他需要的是被从这个海里面被拯救出来。
He needs to be placed on the ship.
他需要被放在船上。
He needs to be placed on the land.
他需要被放在陆地上。
Without being his foot set on the land,
他的脚如果没有在地上，
he is not saved yet.
他还是没有被得救。
He may think he is saved.
也许他觉得自己已经得救了。
Because he is not drowning.
因为他没有继续往下沉。
But before you know it,
但是你在你知道之前，
if the ship has gone by,
这条船已经开过去了。
Or if the ship is sunk,
或者船沉下去了，
you're still not saved.
你还是没有得救。
Our being saved is not cast on someone doing me a favor.
被得救并不是别人为我做什么事情。
It's not counting on someone help me so I'm not drowning.
并不是希望别人来救我使我不往下沉。
I can only be saved if I'm being placed in Christ.
我能够得救只唯有我在基督的里面。
Israelites can be called saved when they are delivered out of Egypt and enter into the Canaan, promised land.
以色列的人唯有当他们从埃及被拯救出来被放在迦南的时候他们才得救。
Just being saved.Delivered from Egypt,
如果只是从埃及出来，
you find out that many of them perish in the wilderness.
你发现他们许多人在旷野中死
去了。 What a waste!
那实在很浪费。
What a waste!
真是很可惜。
They did not understand the grace of God.
他们并不认识神的恩典。
They did not understand what the Lord wants them to go to.
他们并不知道神要带他们进去哪里。
Let us not only look at the difficulties.
我们不要只看所有的难处。
Let us not only look at the hardship and troubles.
我们不要只看着所有的不容易的事
情。 God can deliver us out of those things very quickly.
神会很快地把我们从这些情形里面
带出来。 But God wants to build us up so that we can eternally be saved.
但神最终要来建造我们，使我们可以永远的得救。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书一章第七节。
It reads, let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Sometimes we feel that after we have been saved,
有时候我们觉得在我们得救之后,
and then we sin again,
然后我们又犯罪了,
and then we say, what happened to me?
然后我们就想说我到底怎么了。
Let me try to tell you what happened to you and what happened to me.
让我试着告诉你到底发生了什么。
Because we have not understood the grace of God.
因为我们还不认识神的恩典。
The grace of God has not taken root in us very securely.
神的恩还没有在我们的里面扎根。
And we talked about that if you want the grace, you must know Jesus Christ.
我们讲到如果你要认识神的恩典，你必须认识耶稣基督。
You must continue to nourish yourself with the grace of God.
你需要不断地喂养这一个认识。
But the foundation is the utmost important thing.
但是这个根基是最重要的。
And a lot of times people themselves want to be saved.
很多时候人希望被得救。
But then they cannot forget the sins in their past.
但是他们不能忘记他们以前所犯的罪。
So every now and then they give excuse to themselves to go back to the sins that they have committed before.
所以他们常常都找借口又回到原来的罪中。
And then they say, we are but human, we are always weak.
然后他们常常说我不过是个是个人，所以常常是很软弱的。
I don't argue that.
我并不会来跟你。
Yes, humans are weak.
没错，人是软弱的。
But I say, brother, sister, you have not fully received grace in your heart.
但弟兄姊妹，这样你并没有完全得到神的恩。
And when we have sinned again,
然后我们又犯罪了。
We must come back to the very foundation of our salvation.
我们必须回到我们救恩的根基上。
And because if we keep on sinning,
因为我们如果一直在罪中，
we are giving the enemy, Satan himself, the excuse of taking us out of salvation.
我们就给仇敌留地步，把我们从救恩中又拉回去。
And I have seen some Christians that they used to be saved very well.
我看到一些基督徒得救的非常好。
But because they cannot help themselves.
但是因为他们不能自己救自己。
And they do not allow God to help them.
他们也不愿意神来帮助他们。
So they say, oh, perhaps I was not saved.
然后他们说，哦，也许我还没有得救。
That is a very hurtful thing for our Savior.
那对我们的救主来说是非常伤痛的一件事。
And we know that once saved, always saved.
我们知道一个人得救就永远得救。
And we are saved because Jesus Christ has shed His blood.
我们得救是因为耶稣基督已经为我们流了宝血。
There is no other foundation for all mankind.
人没有除了这一个没有其他的根基。
And the power of the blood is this.
宝血的能力
It enables God to forget, not only forgive, but forget your sin.
宝血的能力不只是 让神赦免我们的罪，也忘记我们的罪。
What that is mean is that when we have sinned,
那就是说当我们犯罪的时候
we did not realize it was sin beginning,
我们开始并不知道这就是罪。
But then God wants to save us.
但神要来救我们。
He shined His light into our hearts.
他使他的光照在我们里面。
All of a sudden we say, this is not acceptable.
一下我们觉得我们接受不了这个。
I cannot accept that I am such a miserable man.
我接受不了，我实在是一个很苦的人。
Then I say, oh Lord, save me.
然后我就说，主啊，你来救我。
I must say that you have to have the light of the Lord to see that you are not accepting sin.
我必须说，你必须来接受神的光。
When a person is in darkness,
当一个人在黑暗中的时候
they don't even say that.
他们并不会这样说。
They say sin is for pleasure.
他们好像在罪中作乐。
Sin is so wonderful.
好像罪是那样很欢喜的事情。
We're not talking about that today.
我们今天并不讲这个。
We're talking about when a person is in the light.
我们讲到当一个人在神的光中时
He realized that he cannot accept sins on him like this anymore.
他知道说他不能够在这样光景里面接受这样的光。
Then he cried out to the Lord.
所以他就向主呼求。
The Lord comes and give him the assurance that you are saved.
主就来帮助他，
给他一个确据。Not only you are no longer in sin,
让他知道说你已经得救了，不在罪中。
But Jesus Christ comes to embrace us and put us in Him.
耶稣基督来把我们抱在他的怀中。
So all of a sudden, from a sinner, we become a person in Christ.
一下从一个罪人，我们成为在耶稣基督里的人。
We used to be nobody.
以前我们是不是没有不算不了什么。
Now we are somebody in Christ.
今天我们是。是主的人。
But then we also must know this.
那我们还要知道
that Jesus Christ is not come to take us out of sin and save us like this only.
主来并不只是要把我们从罪中去拯救出来。
Not only have forgiven our sins,
并不只是要来只是为了赦免我们的罪。
But once we are put in Him,
当我们在他里面的时候
the old thing has passed.
旧事已过。
We are now make a new creation.
我们现在是新造的人。
Why that is possible?
为什么这是可能的事情呢？
Because God Himself has forget our sins.
因为神他已经忘记了我们过去的罪。
You say, I cannot believe this totally true.
也许你说我并不能完全相信这个。
You say, human being, we don't forget things like this easily.
也许你觉得人并不会那么容易忘记这些事。
I'm saying it is true.
我告诉你这是真的。
If a man cannot remember something and he forgets,
如果一个人不记得什么而他忘记了
that is because he has blemish.
因为他是有瑕疵的。
His head is not very clear.
因为他的头脑并不清楚。
But if our God forgets something,
如果神忘记什么
that is a virtue.
那是他的美德。
No one can forget something that has happened.
没有人可以忘记已经发生的事情。
Except God, He promised He will forget.
但是神应许他已经忘记了。
If He has forgiven you, that means He has forgiven you.
如果他已经赦免你，那就是他已经赦免你了。
No one can repeat this in front of God and accuse you anymore.
没有人可以在神面前再来控告你。
Because God say I don't remember anymore.
因为神会说我已经不记得了。
How do we know this is God's nature?
我们怎么知道这是神的性情呢？
That once you ask Jesus Christ to help you and wash you in His blood.
当你求主耶稣用他的宝血来洁净你的时候
that God will forgive you and forget in him.
神就已经赦免你也忘记了你的罪。
And in Psalm 103,
在诗篇103篇
verses 12 to 13,
12到13节
it is something we are very familiar with.
这是我们很熟悉的一节圣经节。
It says, as far as the east, as far as the east is from the west,
东离西有多远
？So far has He removed our transgressions from us.
他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远
？Just as a father has compassion on his children.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女
？So the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人
？How far is east from the west?
东离西到底有多远
？God is using this illustration to show us that He forgets.
神用这个例子来告诉我们他忘记了
The father has compassion on his children. No one of us will ever doubt.
我们不会怀疑父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女
But then earthly father, earthly man's illustration is not perfect.
地上的父亲并不完全
Because they are all relatives.
因为他们都只是相对的
God wants to set a standard that no one can ever refute.神要设立一个制度一个水准是没有人可以辩驳的 and that is that God wants to know that when he forgives and he will take your sins transgression wide distance apart how far as far as east is from the west
当神赦免你的时候他就是不管东离西有多远他已经赦免你了
I hope we can meditate upon this.
我希望我们能够在这个上面思想。
And sometimes we sin 10 years ago.
也许我们十年前犯了罪。
We remember it's like happening a minute ago.
我们记得它好像是刚刚发生的事。
That is not as far as the east from the west.
这并不是东离西有多远。
Remember the words of the Lord.
记得神的话。
And find grace of Jesus Christ in it.
认识耶稣基督的恩典。
And sometimes we just sin yesterday.
也许昨天我们刚犯了罪。
Maybe I just sinned an hour ago.
也许一个小时前我刚犯罪。
Ask the blood to cleanse you.
求主的宝血来洁净我们。
Your transgression will be so far away from you like east from the west.
我们的过犯就会离我们那样远，好像东离西那样远。
You must understand when you are first saved.
我们必须知道，当我们刚信主的时候，我们要认识。
The Lord has signed a contract like this with you.
主已经和我们立了这样一个约。
No more self-condemnation.
没有控告。
No more condemnation to another person.
也没有对别人的控告。
If you want to be free in the grace of God,
如果你要在神的恩典中得着自由
you must understand the blood of Jesus Christ.
你必须认识神的宝血。
God has not given us a right to judge ourselves.
神并没有给我们一个权利来定罪我们自己。
The light of God will judge you.
神的光会来定罪我们。
God has not given us the right to judge others.
神也没有给我们权利来定罪别人。
He has given us a right to pray for one another.
他给我们权力来为别人祷告。
This is the foundation of our grace.
这是我们恩典的根基。
And we must be sure of it.
然后我们必须认识这一个。
To recognize that our Lord is true.
认识我们的神是真的。
Isaiah 44:22 says.
以赛亚书44章22节。
I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud.
我涂抹了你的过犯像厚云消散。
And your sins like a heavy mist.
我涂抹了你的罪恶。
And yes, when the sin comes, it's like a dark cloud, it's like a heavy fog.
是的，当罪临到我们的时候，好像一个厚云。
But when God has done something for you,
但当神为你做了事,
all of a sudden the fog is lifted, the cloud is gone.
所有这一些乌云都消散了,
they are no longer being can be found.
他们再也找不到了。
God has forgotten it completely.
神也忘记了。
Let no one remember their own sin.
我们不要再记得自己过去的罪。
If you remember your sin,
如果你一直记得过去的罪,
then you need more grace.
那你需要更多的恩典。
Come before the Lord.
来到主的面前。
And understand that it is God's nature to forget about the sin.
认识说这是神的性情, 祂已经忘记了你的罪。
When we are in our own flesh,
当我们在我们这个肉身里面,
we cannot forget.
我们忘记不了。
A brother has wronged me.
如果有个弟兄得罪我,
I will always remember.
我会永远记得。
What kind of brother can enter into brotherly love and forget about the brother has wronged him?
怎样的人才能够进入,
弟兄的爱。 And that is the person who has been completely regenerated by the grace of God.
那就是那一个人真的, 真的被神的爱已经完全得着。
So we look at each other in the grace of God.
然后我们在神的恩典中我们来看彼此。
Say, oh brother, I love you just as the same as Christ has loved you.
我们就说弟兄我爱你就像主爱你一样。
Such is the building up of the body of Christ.
那就是建造神的身体。
We must start this construction.
我们必须开始来建造这一个房屋。
And we know that no one is perfect.
我们知道没有人是完全的。
That is just like, oh, I'm not worthy of your grace.
就好像我不配得主的恩典。
So let us not keep saying no one is perfect.
我们不要一直这样说,
因为没有人是完全的。 But rather by grace we say that, yeah, we are being perfected.
然后我们要说, 主, 感谢你, 我们已经被, 成全了。
Provided that we are teachable.
然后我们是可, 我们是可以受教的。
Provided that we are available.
我们也是, 愿意的。
We must yield ourselves to the Lord.
我们把自己让在主的手中。
No one can stop us from receiving the grace of God.
没有人能够阻止我们来得神的恩典。
Except ourselves.
除了我们自己。
So yield yourselves to the Lord.
所以把自己交在主的手中。
2 Corinthians 9, chapter, verse 8 and 9 says,
哥林多后书第九章第九节。
God is able together, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Not only God wants us to receive grace, but all sufficient grace.
神不仅要我们得恩典, 而是得的充充足足的。
It cannot be earned.
并不是我们去, 付代价而得的。
You cannot earn it.
我们并不要付任何的代价去得到。
But when you recognize what manner of God our God is,
如果你认识我们的神是怎样的一位神,
then you know He is able.
然后你就知道他能。
So therefore, you must draw near Him.
那你就要来亲近他。
We have just come out of a spring conference.
我们刚刚结束了三天的春灵会。
Our brother Liang has given us the teaching on how to draw near to the Lord.
杨弟兄告诉我们如何来亲近神。
And we must learn these lessons.
我们必须来学这些功课。
Not for the sake of drawing near the Lord.
并不只是为了要来亲近神。
Sometimes we forget about why.
有时候我们忘记为什么。
We cannot forget about why.
我们不能忘记为什么。
The reason is because God has unfinished business on us.
因为神在我们身上还没有做完的工。
If a person has some unfinished business on himself,
如果一个人他的工作还没做完,
then he will be diligent.
他就会非常殷勤地去做。
Then he will wisely spend his time.
他就会很有智慧地来使用他的时间。
If a person has nothing to do,
如果有人没有无所事事,
then he will choose to come before the Lord or not.
然后他就会来选择要不要到神面前。
But if we all realize that we must have the grace of God,
如果我们都认为我们需要神的恩典,
or my flesh will just living rampantly,
或者我的肉身, 我这个人就会,
失控。 Then you know that there is not one day that anyone else needs to teach you how to come and have draw near the Lord.
然后你就知道没有人能够告诉你怎么来亲近神。
If you are sick,
如果你生病了
you will need your medicine.
你需要吃药。
If you realize that you are in darkness,
如果你发现自己在黑暗中
you will want to come to the light.
你需要来就近神的光。
If you know that you have no faith,
如果你觉得自己没有信心
you want to have faith.
你需要有信心。
You want to have hope.
你要有信盼望。
You want to love some more.
你需要有更多的爱。
All depends if you have received the grace of God.
都在于你所得的恩典。
In other words, if you know who you are,
就是说你知道你自己是谁。
Then you will come draw near to the Lord.
你就会来就近神。
Drawing near to the Lord is a natural reaction for humankind.
来亲近神是我们很自然的一个反应。
Because we know who we are.
因为我们认识我们到底是谁。
If someone needs to teach you,
如果有人需要来教你
Then I say this is second best.
那我说那是次好的
Because that means you not fully understand.
那就表示你还没有完全认识
When we are a little child,
当我们是一个孩子的时候
We don't understand why we need to do math.
我们不知道为什么我们需要来学数学
We don't understand why we need to make a sentence that is complete in grammar and punctuation.
我们不知道为什么我们要需要造一个句子
When you start to work,
当你开始工作
or actually before you even get a job,
在你找到工作之前
then you know what you learned in the past matters.
你才会发现说你过去学的是有用的
And I'm talking about those Christians who realize why they need the grace.
我在讲到那些基督徒他觉得知道自己为什么需要恩典
We must come before the Lord for every day's need of grace.
为着每一天的需要恩典我们必须来到主的面前
God is able to deliver this grace to you abundantly.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们
Whatever you have lacked,
不管你缺少什么
you need to live before God.
你需要在神面前生活
So I would also like to attempt to give a little summary of how to come before the Lord for grace.
我试着来做一个总结我们怎么样来得神的恩典
In the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 9 through 11
在哥林多前书第三章九到十一节
And Paul set himself as the wise master builder.
保罗说了他自己好像一个聪明的工头
And we are all God's fellow workers.
我们都是与神同工的
And then he wants also us to understand this further.
他要我们更深的认识
So he speaks on in 1 Corinthians.
所以他在哥林多前书继续的说道
And he stated it in chapter 4 verses 15 through 16.
在第四章十五十六节
And he says that for if we were to have countless tutors in Christ,
他说你们学基督的师父虽有一万
Yes, you would not have many fathers.
为父的却是不多
For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel.
因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们
Therefore, I exhort you be imitator of me.
所以我求你们要效法我
The relationship we have in the church is this.
我们在教会里的关系是这样的
It is always the life passed on to life.
就是生命传递生命。
It's always the master builders showing examples to the fellow workers.
就是工头为他的同工来设立榜样。
It is always the truth in the spiritual realm that the greater one is blessing the younger one.
在属灵境界里面一直都是大的祝福小的。
So as you all know that my burden for our church building is always pay attention to our next generation.
所以我在里面我的负担就是更多顾到那一些我们的下一代。
If we are mindful of our second generation,
如果我们不注意我们的下一代
then we will understand that we ourselves first must have grace.
那我们需要知道说我们自己需要先得恩典。
If we want to be good examples to our next generation,
如果我们要做我们下一代的榜样
Then we must have the grace of the Lord to sustain us.
我们必须用神的恩典来帮助我们
We must understand how to come close to the Lord.
我们必须认识到我们要怎样来就近神
And to draw our daily help.
来支取我们每一天所需的
Without us learning first.
如果我们不先来学习
Our children have no chance.
我们的孩子根本没有任何机会。
Our service will become empty.
我们的服事也是空的。
We serve because the Lord has commissioned us to serve.
我们侍奉，因为神给我们权力来侍奉。
How are we serving?
我们到底如何侍奉？
If we ignore our next generation,
如果我们忽略了我们的下一代，
Service is not just coming to church and get organized.
侍奉并不是只是到教会来组织，把一切都组织好。
You see any apostles' teaching.
我们看到许多使徒的教导。
Service is always life to life, generation to generation.
侍奉是从生命到生命，一代一代传下去。
Paul says, "Be imitators of me."
保罗说，求你们效法我。
If you want to be wise master builders,
如果你想做一个聪明的工头，
be imitators of me.
你就效法我。
Paul has come and gone.
保罗来了，他又走了。
We are all God's fellow workers.
我们都是与神同工的。
We are told to be imitators of Paul.
保罗告诉我们，要我们来效法他。
Just like Jesus Christ has told his disciples.
就好像主告诉他的门徒。
And if you want to be my disciples,
如果你要做我的门徒，
these are the things you need to do.
这是你所要做的事。
Just like John has told us,
就好像约翰告诉我们，
if you want to love the Lord,
如果你要爱耶稣，
Jesus Christ must love you first.
耶稣基督必须先来爱你。
And we know that all of these brothers and sisters, including our Lord, is saying the same thing.
我们知道这些圣徒，包括我们的主耶稣，都在讲同一件事。
And we do not practice our Christian walk in vacuum.
我们并不是在空气中来走我们基督徒的道路。
Paul says there are many tutors in Christ.
保罗说，你们学基督的师父虽有一万。
We are not looking for a great speaker to come and help us.
我们并不是要找一个很会讲道的人来帮助我们。
Great speakers can help us.
会讲道的人也许会可以帮助我们。
They come and go though.
但他们来了又走了。
And what remain is still who we are.
留下来的就是我们这些。
So let us be wise.
我们必须要有智慧。
Stand up on our feet upon the rock.
让我们的脚站在磐石上。
Follow Jesus Christ.
跟随耶稣基督。
Be imitators of Paul.
来效法保罗。
Start to love the Lord.
来爱耶稣。
And it breaks down to something that I also want to talk about, like our brother Liang.
接下来我也想交通一点，像梁弟兄所说的。
So he says that we must learn to live before God.
他说我们必须在神面前生活。
That is our choice.
这是我们的拣选。
Whether you want to live before God or not,
你要不要在神面前生活？
It's just a change of mind.
这只是你心思改变一下。
The moment you realize your need,
当你知道你自己的需要，
you will want to live before God.
你会要在神面前过生活。
Because apart from God, you have no grace.
因为离开神，你就没有恩典。
Apart from grace, you cannot be saved.
离开恩典，你就无法得救。
And choose before the Lord is just like Brother Lang said also.
拣选主就好像梁弟兄说的，
It's an enjoyment.
是一个
享受。You want to enjoy the Lord.
你要再来享受主。
Living before man.
在人面前生活。
And that is to obey the Lord.
那就是来顺服主。
And there is always conflict between God and man.
在神和人中间常常会有抵触。
The Lord does want us to obey man.
主要是要我们来顺服人。
Especially the man whom he has put as an authority above our head.
特别是那些在我们上面的。
But that is not the first requirement.
但这不是第一个要求。
If we cannot obey the Lord,
如果我们不能顺服主，
we can never obey man.
我们永远不可能顺服人。
So let us not talk about obey man first.
我们不要先来说顺服人。
Just like let's not talk about enjoying the Lord first.
就好像我们不要先来说我们享受主。
We are not to entice you to come and enjoy the Lord because this is good.
我们不是要把你抓来享受主。
I want all of us to realize why we must come.
我希望大家都能够知道我们为什么要来。
And if we can obey the Lord,
如果我们能顺服主，
obey the man is nothing.
顺服主就没有什么了。
The difficulty is not for us not to obey man.
最难的是不是我们不顺服人。
Everyone goes to work.
我们都是去上班。
They only pay you minimum pay.
他们只付你最低的工资。
And then you have to obey somebody.
然后你还是要顺服什么在上的人。
And my son is going through lifeguard training these days.
我的儿子现在在被训练做一个救生员。
an 8 hours training yesterday.
昨天训练了8个小时。
When he came home, he said, "I'm very tired."
回到家，他说他非常的累。
Oh, this is difficult.
这太难了。
And he doesn't even get paid.
他也没有得到任何的报酬。
I said, "Why do you want to do it?"
他说，那我问他为什么你要这样做？
Well, he wants to.
那他说我愿意。
It's a good thing.
那是好的事情。
Anything wrong about that?
有什么错吗？
Nothing wrong as long as that's what you want.
没什么错，只是。 如果你要的话,
because he wants something. Therefore, he's willing to be trained. If you ask him to meet another lifeguard tutors on the street, and the tutor say, "Go pick up that newspaper for me."
如果他在路上碰到另外一个救生员，告诉他去, 去街上捡报纸,
and he said, "Why do I have to obey you?"
他会说，我为什么要顺服你?
But then, if he was understanding what he was doing, why he is obeying,
如果他认识到他为什么在顺服,
then the trainer said, "Go down to the pool with a 20-pound brick."
那训练他的人就会说, 你到游泳池下面拿着20磅的石头。
And he said, "Okay."
他说, "Okay."
It's that simple.
就是那么简单。
As long as you know what you want,
只要你知道你要什么,
you will be willing to obey.
你就愿意去顺服。
We are not asking for anyone to obey us blindly.
我们并不是要大家盲目的来顺服人,
but we are telling everybody why we are together building up the church.
然后我们只是告诉大家我们为什么要在一起被建造。
Before we can obey and submit to one another,
在我们能够彼此顺服之前,
we must learn to obey the Lord.
我们必须先来顺服主,
as long as we are willing.
如果我们愿意的话,
then the next thing is draw near the Lord.
第二个就是我们, 然后就是我们来亲近神。
You can find Jesus Christ in the meeting.
在聚会的里面你可以找到主。
If you know how to choose the Lord,
如果你知道怎样来拣选主,
how to obey the Lord,
怎样来顺服主,
then you will draw near the Lord, not only in morning devotion,
你就不会只在早上来就近主,
but even in the church.
在教会的里面你也会来亲近他。
The fact of the matter is,
事实就是,
if you are living in the church,
如果你活在教会的里面,
whether you are alone or with brother and sister, you are living in the church.
无论你是一个人或是你和弟兄姊妹在一起,
if you are not living in the church,
如果你不活在教会中,
even though you are sitting here, you are not living in the church.
就算你坐在这里, 你还是没有在教会中。
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
我盼望你知道我在说什么。
It is all because of the grace of God that we are together as His body.
都因为神的恩把我们放在一起，是他的身体。
So let us practice.
让我们一起来操练。
Let us help one another to practice.
让我们彼此帮助来操练。
Let us draw close to the Lord together.
让我们一起来亲近主。
With this constant practice every day,
让我们用这一个不断的来亲近。
Then we will know the Lord of grace.
然后我们才会认识神的恩典。
This is normal Christian living.
这是一个正常的基督徒生活。
I have not told you anything that you have not heard of.
我没有告诉你，我并不是告诉你你没有听过的。
But I ask all of us to practice normal Christian living.
我只盼望我们每一个人都操练正常的基督徒生活。
Learn to live before the Lord.
学习在神面前生活。
Receive His grace.
接受他的恩典。
Understand that without grace we cannot be saved.
认识除了恩典我们无法得救。
And grace upon grace we have continuously being saved.
恩上加恩我们
If we were still in sin,
如果我们一直在罪中,
may we come out of it this morning.
盼望我们今天可以从罪里面出来。
If we are borderline between sin and holiness,
如果我们在罪和圣洁的边缘,
let us go into the holiness.
盼望我们都能够进入圣洁。
If we are between choosing the Lord or the world,
如果你正在拣选主或是世界,
let us choose the Lord.
让我们来拣选主。
One thing by one thing.
一件事一件事的来,
step by step.
一步一步的来,
let us follow the Lord and keep singing.
让我们来跟随主, 一边唱边行。
If you are practicing such things,
如果你操练这些事,
no one can destroy this church building.
没有人可以毁坏这一个房屋。
For Christ Jesus reigns in our midst.
因为耶稣基督在我们中间掌权。
Let us sing the hymn again.
我们再来唱203首。
203.
203.